Ex-Wales international Natasha Harding in Academy cash claims, date modified colon 2024-11-20T17:12:04.360Z, description colon Natasha Harding, now Alan Wyatt, is accused of taking money for coaching that she did not deliver. Comma dot, top footballer took thousands of pounds, claim teammates and parents, Natasha Harding, now known as Natasha Alan Wyatt, won 103 caps for Wales. One of Wales' top footballers has been accused by teammates, parents and sponsors of taking thousands of pounds that she has not returned. Natasha Harding, who now uses her married name Alan Wyatt, is facing claims she took money for one-to-one coaching with children that she did not deliver. Some parents and businesses told the BBC that the former Reading FC captain warned them she would take action against them if they complained on social media. Many have now contacted police and Action Fraud. Ms. Alan Wyatt admitted she had to cancel some sessions due to circumstances outside of her control, and apologized to those affected. Harding, I couldn't sing the anthem, Wales forward Harding joins Aston Villa. Ms. Alan Wyatt, who was seen as a trailblazer for the women's game, retired from football in September 2023 after winning 103 caps for Wales, joining an elite group of just 9 Welsh footballers to play more than 100 times for their country. She was unexpectedly left out of the Wales women's squad in late 2022, which the BBC understands was due to a breakdown in her relationship with her teammates, due to allegations some had lent her money that she had not paid back. Former teammates have now revealed to the BBC that some of Ms. Alan Wyatt's actions also impacted ourselves, our families, and friends. Getty Images, Natasha Alan Wyatt retired from football in September 2023, in a statement, released by the Football Association of Wales, FA, on behalf of players, staff and the FA, they said Ms. Alan Wyatt's alleged actions were extremely disappointing and do not represent us as a squad or our values. The FA asked families to report any potential illegal activity to police in the first instance, but also encouraged them to get in touch for support. They also confirmed they had spoken to police and that players were being supported. Ms. Alan Wyatt, who also played for Liverpool and Aston Villa and now commentates for another one of her former clubs, Manchester City, launched the Tash Harding Academy in August 2023. She regularly posted online about its success, claiming she had run 2,000 coaching sessions for children across South, Mid and North Wales, Cheltenham and Bristol. Natasha Alan Wyatt, on her academy's Instagram page, Ms. Alan Wyatt described coaching young players as a privilege. While it is clear the academy does run sessions with some youngsters, BBC Wales has spoken to parents and businesses who say they paid money for services, or for returns on investments, that did not materialize. BBC Wales has analysed hundreds of WhatsApp messages, banking transactions, invoices and contracts between April 2023 and November 2024 that back up what they have said. The allegations include, a football mad brother and sister who used their Christmas money to pay towards sessions that did not take place, children as young as 7 left feeling rejected and not good enough when sessions did not happen. Volunteers at a grassroots football team were heartbroken at telling 40-plus children they would not get the coaching from a former Wales international they had expected. The BBC also understands £3,770 raised by Ms. Alan Wyatt from a charity skydive. In 2020, for causes close to the hearts of fellow Wales teammates, was not passed on to two charities. The third said it was unable to check because of how much time had passed. Ms. Alan Wyatt is seen as an influential figure in Welsh women's football and has regularly spoken about her wish to inspire younger players. Some parents said they felt flattered that she saw potential in their children. Lucy and Matt Roberts paid £300 for 10 sessions for their 7-year-old daughter Willow, who lives and breathes football but sometimes lacked confidence. The parents of 3, who live in Hengaud, Caerphilly, said Ms. Alan Wyatt told them a GPS tracker would measure Willow's metrics, which she would then compare against children on the Aston Villa Academy database. Aston Villa have been approached for comment. Lucy Roberts, Willow, now 8, with her dad Matt, was bought the sessions by her parents to help improve her confidence, Willow's parents said she had one free taster session and then one paid session. They said they had never had one since. Ms. Roberts said, "It's one thing to lose this money, but at the heart of this are children who have been promised something that hasn't happened." Parents told the BBC they paid between £180 and £975 for blocks of one-to-one coaching sessions and that often just one or two were delivered, including a free taster. None of the parents the BBC has spoken to had all of the coaching sessions they paid for. They said Ms. Alan Wyatt used multiple reasons for not doing them, including car crashes, lack of pitch availability, schedule clashes, her hen party and her wedding. Many said their requests for refunds were met with silence or that refunds were promised but did not happen. Some parents said the cancelled sessions impacted on their children's confidence. Kelly Tanner from Blackwood, Carr Philly, arranged for her 9-year-old football mad daughter Ilan to have a taster session, before she then paid £300 for 10 sessions. Wilmer Manzano, Ilan was excited at the prospect of being coached by a former international footballer, Dr. Tanner said. Ms. Alan Wyatt gave Ilan really positive feedback and joked, "I'll be your manager when you're a famous footballer." Ilan was absolutely beaming. But after 6 weeks of trying to arrange sessions, Kelly asked for a refund which was eventually returned. She said, "The reason we wanted these sessions was to build Elon's self-confidence and it did the absolute opposite in terms of feeling rejected, or not good enough, or just not important enough." Adrian Thole, from Carr Philly, paid for 12 sessions for his 15-year-old daughter Hannah, but only 5 were delivered. Hannah, who is now 16, said the sessions were really good, but that she felt embarrassed when her dad had to chase Ms. Alan Wyatt, believing it was her fault for not being good enough to train with her. Adrian said, "Tash talks about how much of a privilege it was to play for Wales. She's exploited that privilege and disappointed my daughter, and lots of other people." Club Dragiata Centaur was set up in Aberdare last year to provide football for girls and boys aged 7 to 11, no matter their skill level or financial background. The club, which is run by volunteers, paid £650 to Ms. Alan Wyatt in return for 20% of her academy's profits and 12 coaching sessions with the club. She also said she would be their ambassador and offered discounted one-to-one sessions for parents. Only 2 sessions were held and the club received no profit from the academy. The club and 2 of the parents said they had asked for refunds but had not received any money back. Club Secretary Hayden Gleed said the situation was heartbreaking. Embarrassed, the BBC has also spoken to a number of businesses from South Wales who said they paid hundreds in sponsorship, in return for their company name on the front of shirts, on banners, and kit. Some received photos of one shirt with their logos on it, but have said they had nothing more. James Matthews of air conditioning business Sub-Zero Refrigeration claimed he paid £10,000 in investments and loans after he was told, like other businesses the BBC has spoken to, that he would be a silent partner and take a percentage of the profits. Over a 1-year period, he said he only received £437 back for his 48% stake. Mr. Matthews said he now felt embarrassed that he trusted Ms. Alan Wyatt due to her status as a footballer. "If it was someone off the street, I would never have paid that money in," he said. In their statement to the BBC, the FA, Wales women's players and staff said, "As a squad that represents our country with pride and look to inspire the younger generation, it has been extremely disappointing to hear the allegations." They added, "The actions taken by the academy subject to the BBC investigation were in no way affiliated to the FA." However, the FA would encourage those potentially affected to reach out for support but also advise that any potential illegal activity should be reported to the police in the first instance. Gwent Police said it had received an allegation of fraud, which it forwarded to Action Fraud. Action Fraud has been contacted for comment. Ms. Alan Wyatt did not respond to the allegations made by her former teammates or by businesses, but admitted she did have to cancel some sessions she had organized for children. She said the cancellations were due to circumstances beyond my control, including my car being written off and the second car breaking down, and that refunds had been paid to some parents and agreed with others. She said she set up the academy to provide low-cost, detailed technical coaching to give children the opportunities that I never had. She said she was still operating it and delivering local sessions. Wales centurion Harding announces retirement, Wales forward Harding joins Aston Villa, children car Philly Aberdare.